in the KSRO kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash.
Good morning.
How about that, Mr.
Garner?
Very strong introduction for you.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a New York Times reader, you might have caught the review of a little tiny seafood restaurant out in Marshall, California.
Yeah.
Called Tony. So the New York Times has discovered it.
Yeah.
And it's only a matter of time before everyone's going to be out there. And it has not been open very long, has it?
No. It went through a long period of renovation and, you know, and it's hard enough to open a restaurant, but to open a restaurant on the water, you know, where the coast is, you have to deal with many more commissions and groups and blah, blah, blah. But it's it has been a real institution out there. So
it was there for years. And then these couple Portuguese brothers, I think, sold it.
Czechoslovakian,
were they?
Yeah, or
sold it to the Hog Island people, and it's up and running. And on the phone with us is Tony Seafood Chef Matt Shapiro. Good morning, Matt, and welcome to the Good Food Hour with Chef John Ash.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. So set us straight. What is Tony's history?
So Tony's was originally opened about 71 years ago by an immigrant from the Dalmatian coast of Croatia, actually.
Okay.
There's actually a lot of Croatian immigrant families that settled on the shores of Tomales Bay. Nick's Cove, which is still up the road, was originally founded by a Croatian family, as was the Marshall Boat Works, which is also still around. And the Konatich family operated the restaurant for three generations. They're also commercial fishermen, so they would use the restaurant as an outlet for their harvest. And the last remaining kin are two brothers, and when they were getting ready to retire, they reached out to Hog Island, and us being neighbors and Tony's being the institution that it is, we basically jumped at it. There was, you know, as John Finger, the CEO, likes to say, there was no way we were going to say no.
It is such a special place, I think, for anyone who's been out there on the coast. It didn't change much, did it? I mean, it changed much. You updated lots of things, like the kitchen and that kind of stuff, but it still has that same look and feel, and it's still called Tony's. It's called Tony's by Hog Island, I guess. Yep.
Yeah, we kept the name. I think we felt it was very important to keep some of the legacy intact. Tony's has been such a big part of the community for so long, and it's always been the gathering place of the community. It's basically the only full-service restaurant, except for Nick's, on this side of the bay. And it's always been a place where people come together, and we wanted to keep that. We wanted to really pay homage to the Konatich family and what they did here. And this is a very special, unique place. Before I even was working for Hog Island and would spend time up here, I would always look at Tony's and think about how great it would be to have an opportunity to work in that space, and here we are.
So on the menu, you've retained some of the original Tony's items.
Yeah, some of them. We've retained the barbecue oysters, which were a big hit.
Mm-hmm.
I had to do some detective work there in recreating an item that I'd never tasted myself, relying on old customers and former staff members to kind of guide me.
Wasn't it just ketchup? No, honestly.
Well, I heard it was. And I heard it was ketchup, canned garlic, and Coca-Cola. So, you know, I set out to make somewhat of a more wholesome version. But with similar points of flavor there. So, you know, we've kept the barbecued oysters. There's always going to be, you know, really fresh steamed clams and mussels that are grown right down the road. We have kept the fish and chips. And, you know, we've added, they've always had a burger. So I've done kind of a burger here that I think is unique to us with tartar sauce. And pasta with clams is another popular item that is kind of from the old days.
And then we have a seafood stew and a Dungeness crab salad and the famous clam chowder. I love some of this, the albacore niçoise salad.
Yeah, that to me was a no-brainer. We have so much, we have access to great albacore caught right off the Pacific coast, and it's always inexpensive, and it's very sustainably harvested by hook and line. So to me, it's a no-brainer to get that on the menu. Who doesn't want a nice
So I'll tell you, I talked to somebody who has been there recently, and they just died over your octopus salad.
Oh, great.
Maybe that's not a good choice of words, John.
Well, I guess that's not. They really liked your octopus salad.
Thanks. Yeah, that's another, one of the things that we were trying to do here was to utilize more sustainable fisheries and local product. Mm-hmm. I think generally, if you look at the decline of these types of casual seafood restaurants across the country, it has a lot to do with the product that's being used. I understand in an effort to make the restaurant work business-wise, you need to make certain decisions, but we're really using the product as the driving force here. And the octopus is a bycatch from the Alaskan cod fishery.
Oh.
So, octopus often invade crab traps and cod traps, and they're allowed to keep a small percentage of that bycatch and sell it to market. And it's actually quite unwieldy. They get up to about 50 pounds.
Wow.
So, it's a two-man job usually to get a 50-pound octopus into a pot of, in and out of a pot of boiling water.
That's what. And you're a fisherman yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I do a lot of fishing. I've had a commercial license for the last 4 years. I've got good relationships with a lot of the local small boats, and I even like to go out with them and help them with their harvest sometimes. And it gives me a really deep connection to what we're serving here. Makes me feel really good about what we're putting on the plate.
Are you going to be serving any anchovies on the menu? Aren't they in season now?
We have them on the menu now. They came into season about 2 or 3 weeks ago. We're serving them fried whole, which is kind of a unique treat you don't see around the States too often. We're tossing them with some like seaweed sesame and kind of a Japanese chili sesame aioli. So a little bit of a different exotic flavor there. We try to present some new flavors and still keep the old tradition. So, you could have your anchovies with furikake next to your barbecued oysters.
So tell us, for those who may not be familiar, with where Tony's is and what your operating hours are.
Tony's is on Highway 1 in Marshall, which is on the east shore of Tomales Bay. We're about 3 or 5 miles north of the town of Point Reyes Station. We are open Thursday night is locals night from 5 to 8. And Friday through Sunday, we're open from 11:30 to 8 o'clock. And hopefully we'll be expanding those hours.
I heard some rumors about that you might add another night.
Yeah, there's rumors, and honestly, you're finding staff out in this remote location is difficult. As soon as we have enough staff, we'll be expanding hours.
I saw a couple other specials on the menu, and that's a king salmon special and also a halibut crudo.
Yeah, two great local fisheries that are just kind of getting into the swing of things.
So, what I love about your menu is that it's straightforward, and it's not complicated. It's not like going to a Chinese restaurant where you have, and no disrespect to Chinese restaurants, but in which you have 4 pages of items and all that stuff. You're really focused on getting the best stuff you can get, I guess.
Yeah, and that speaks a lot to my approach, I think. Very straightforward, clean flavors. Very uncomplicated presentations. I think we all eat for the same reasons, and I really like to just get to the essence of it rather than play around on the margins.
Would you describe or explain to me, Matt, what does it mean when it says true cod with parenthesis around true?
Well, I'm glad you asked. There's a lot of misinformation and misnaming in the seafood industry. And I wanted to make sure that people understood or at least had the language to look into what they're actually eating. And that is, true cod is Pacific cod. And Pacific cod is mostly fished out of Alaska in a very sustainable fishery. It is differentiated from some local fish that are sometimes called cod, but actually are completely unrelated to cod. So oftentimes if you see cod or local cod on a menu, what they're actually talking about is rockfish or lingcod, which are two great local species, but they're not related to cod.
And is it also part of the...
Sorry.
No, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Isn't it also that cod, especially those from the East Coast, is a tremendously overfished fishery?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that... Some people might say, well, why are you serving cod? Because, you know, we don't have enough of it. But this is a whole different deal.
Correct. The Pacific cod is a unique species from the Atlantic cod. The fishery in Alaska is extremely well managed. I encourage everybody to eat wild Alaskan seafood. It's really some of the healthiest food you can purchase and buy for yourself and for the planet.
And a very important question, Chef, what do you bread that cod with?
It's a beer batter that I was kind of based on a recipe that I got from a Heston Blumenthal book. He's a British chef. As we all know, England is the home of fish and chips. And I thought that would be a great place to start. It's very simple. It's actually about half all-purpose flour, half rice flour, which helps with the crispness of the batter. And it's just finished with beer and some seasoning.
Sounds fantastic. Thank you so much, Chef Matt Shapiro from Hog Island out in Marshall, California, for spending a few minutes with us. Look forward to seeing you.
And congratulations. The initial response has just been terrific.
Great. Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Take care. Back after this.
You know him from 60 Minutes. Come meet Scott Pelley, one of the most experienced and awarded correspondents in broadcast journalism, who will be in conversation with KSRO host Pat Kerrigan on Wednesday, June 5th at the Flamingo Resort in Santa Rosa. Pelley served as the CBS News Chief White House Correspondent, anchor of the CBS Evening News for 6 years, and has been reporting stories for 60 Minutes since 2004. His stories have accounted for half of all the major awards won by that broadcast show since he joined it. Now he's on tour with his new book, The Truth Worth Telling, A Reporter's Search for Meaning in the Stories of Our Times. If you're trying to make meaning from the news, join us for a veteran correspondent's take on that and hear his defense of free speech and free press. Pelley will be in conversation with the winner of the National Association of Broadcasters' highest honor, the Marconi Award, Pat Kerrigan. Tickets include the book and are available at SonomaCountySpeakerSeries.com or on Eventbrite under Scott Pelley.
Hello, I'm Joyce Defala, the Assistant Minister at the Center for Spiritual Living. You may have heard our program, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun, a half hour of practical spiritual inspiration at 8:30 on Sunday mornings. We want to let you know that in addition to our Sunday morning services, we also have an informal Sunday evening gathering at 7 p.m. and a free 1 hour class on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We'd also like to invite you to visit our store, Stepping Stones Books and Gifts, where you'll find a wide range of items for the spiritually inclined. Open Sunday through Wednesday, that's Stepping Stones Books and Gifts at the Center for Spiritual Living, 2075 Occidental Road. Or visit Stepping Stones online at steppingstonesbooksandgifts.org. And don't forget, Spiritual Living with Edward Filyoun at 8:30 on Sunday mornings.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
are listening to the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen. And people have already called and wondered the name. It is Hog Island. That's the company that owns Tony's Seafood in Marshall, California. And they're open Thursday through Sunday. Thursday's local night, 5 to 8, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for lunch and dinner. And they may be expanding hours in the next few weeks, or I think after the New York Times article came out, they'll probably be encouraged to possibly expand their hours as more and more people try to get into Tony's out in Marshall, California.
Yeah, the deal is, because it's so beautifully remote there, it's finding people to work at the restaurant. That's a issue in the restaurant industry generally.
Once a year, we get together with Ginger Hopkins from the Press Democrat. And you're here again, Ginger. It's nice to see you this morning. We have great information about the Press Democrat North Coast Wine and Food Festival, which is in its seventh year. It's quite remarkable. And John, you are once again participating in the North Coast Food and Wine Festival, which is next week.
Yes, next Saturday. And for those who aren't familiar with the North Coast Wine and Food Festival, we have somebody here who organizes the darn thing and puts it all together, Ginger Hopkins.
I'm just so pleased to be here and lucky to be involved with this event.
Yeah. How long has it gone on?
It's 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, it's definitely 7 years and really a unique event. It features only gold medal wines from our competition. And there were over 300 winners this year, and we have 182 of them at our event.
Are you kidding? Wow. Yeah.
So there's 80 wineries?
Over 80 wineries. Yeah. And 182 last count gold medal wines that'll be featured.
And then there are a bunch of chefs, famous chefs.
Chefs that don't come out for events anymore. Yeah. And they come out for this one. And I think it's because they love you. And they also, John, and they also love the Press Democrat. A lot of them are really loyal supporters. So we're really lucky. We have 10 new restaurants coming out this year.
So give us a little sampling of who's going to be there.
Who's going to be there? Well, John Ash, of course. Of course, Tom Schmidt's there from John Ash and Company. And then we have Starks. The Starks will be there.
Yeah.
We're so excited that they're opening their restaurant and they're coming out and doing this event. Shane McNally, of course, from Chalkboard. And then we have Mateo coming, which is the first time to this event. So we feel really good about Dry Creek Kitchen being there. And then this year we've added City Garden Donut, which I think is so fun.
They are.
Yeah.
They really are.
Totally. And then in addition to that, we have Sift is coming with a rosé macaron. So
now, you didn't mention that City Garden will be offering their old-fashioned donuts with Vermont maple syrup glaze or guitared chocolate. I wonder what wine would pair well with that. Winemaker Katie Madigan from St. Francis is joining us. So, Katie, what would you pair with that donut, a particular donut?
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think Zinfandel in general just pairs really well with flavors like maple, because you have that underlying, almost a caramel element, and that really elevates the fruit in Zinfandel.
Okay, so continue on, Ginger.
I get to keep talking about the food. We have Gerard's paella, too. What's good with paella? Just about everything, huh? Yeah. Katie's shaking her head, yes.
So you know what I'm excited about is the Plaza de Caviar.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Huge hit last year, and they're coming back. Boy, who doesn't love caviar?
Yeah.
And then, of course, Hog Island oysters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
What is the Plaza de Caviar?
It's a sustainable caviar company. We love having them. We were actually introduced to them by one of our chefs, the chefs from out at, why am I drawing a blank here? Oh, Armando Navarro from El Dorado Kitchen. He actually introduced us, so we're excited to have them. And gourmet mushrooms. John, do you want to talk about the mushrooms?
Well, I can. For the last couple of years, we've done something in which guests get to be involved. And they don't have to make everything, or they don't have to make anything if they don't want to. But we give them the option of putting together their own. And this year, it's going to be street tacos made with exotic mushrooms from Gourmet Mushroom. We're going to use the Trumpet Royale and Maitake, or Hen of the Woods. Mm. And then with all of the typical garnishes that one throws on tacos, like pico de gallo and guacamole and all of that. So it should be fun.
And you're making all that by yourself?
No, I'm not. Thank you very much for leading me on there. So this is, I'm doing this with, each year we've done, with your help, a charitable, it's really a charitable thing. So mm-hmm. part of the money that's raised, and you should talk about that. But right. one of those, and that's who is helping me this year, is the Kitchen Table Project. And this is something that Heather Irwin started. It really grew out of what Heather Irwin did during the fires, when she got a bunch of people together to feed the victims of the fires and all of this stuff. And she's decided that she wants to carry on with it and really have both a opportunity to feed people who need food and to provide culinary education to them. So the Kitchen Table folks will be there.
Yeah, we're excited to support them this year.
And this is part of her Sonoma Family Meal?
Yes.
This is the organization
it's
that she founded?
It's the new name.
Oh, I didn't realize
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's why I was confused.
Yeah.
So if people that have not been to this event, John does an interactive setup. It's not you just go up and taste the food, but you actually get to participate in creating what you'll be eating, which is very unique.
It is. And we're so lucky that we have this radio broadcaster who's going to be there to offer color commentary.
Dan Rather will be there. No, it'll be me.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun as I talk with people who are waiting in line and asking them about what they like to cook and have they ever made anything like this and do they know, would they like an autograph from John Ash for $10 and I can arrange that for them. It's a lot of fun. And some people are reticent saying, well, I'm not a cook. Well, you don't really need to. No. There are people there on the line that will help you assemble your own taco.
Yeah, it's fun. In past years, we've done a couple of different things. We had grilled pizza one year, which was that was a job.
That was hard, but it was good.
It was. Yeah. And it was hot.
It was hot too. Yeah.
That was with Worth Our Weight, and that was really wild. Yeah. We had grills set up, and people were rolling their dough and topping their dough, and then flipping their dough off the grill, and no one got injured. It was remarkable.
No, the kids who were there with us, they were really good about, making sure that. Stay away from the grill. Don't put your hand out there.
And then you partnered with the series project.
Last year, and we did Vietnamese spring rolls, and people got to roll their own and take them away and all that stuff. And we, of course, would laugh at the at the funny shapes they would create and stuff like that. But it's really fun.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Ginger Hopkins from the Press Democrat, and we'll get to meet the winemaker who won it all, who took home all the gold from St. Francis Winery. We'll be tasting that wine that won all the gold. Best of show. And I might mention that by the end of the show, one lucky listener will be, and maybe two, we'll see how generous the Press Democrat is today, will be able to attend this event courtesy of KSRO and the Press Democrat. We're going to give away some tickets, so make sure you listen to the rest of the show. Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating 32 years in the KSRO kitchen, back after this.
Join the switch to crystal clear KSRO FM, 103.5 Santa Rosa, Windsor, 94.5 Petaluma. Hear the difference.
Come to the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, voted Best Farmers Market. You'll find garden starts, the best produce this season from Singing Frogs, Bernier, Armstrong Valley, and Lantern Farm. The Beet Generation has a large selection of fresh-made pasta, Savor Farm fresh eggs, delicious cheeses, and fresh fruit, apricots, peaches, nectarines, strawberries, and cherries. Discover quality beef, pork, lamb, and duck. Anna's fresh seafood and Franco's freshly made sausages. The best choices of food vendors, the Greengrocer's Farm Fresh Menu, Lata's Indian Cuisine is returned with their exotic dishes, and Ellie's Kitchen provides fabulous homemade Mexican food. Santa Rosa's original certified farmers market at the Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is open year-round, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1 p.m. Thank you, Sonoma County, for voting them number one. The Santa Rosa original certified farmers market, where it's always fresh, local, and fun.
Did you know that flushing and servicing your water heater will increase the performance, efficiency, and life expectancy of your hot water system? Now through March 31st, Ongrow & Sons is offering a water heater flush, service, and safety inspection regularly priced at $224 or just $59.
Hello, friends. This is Ernie Ongro. Along with my brother, Paul, and cousins, Dean and Mitch, we own and operate Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. We're a family business opened in 1932 by our grandfather. It's always been a big part of our lives. Just like our parents before us, we grew up around the shop, getting our hands dirty, learning the value of hard work, and giving our customers the very best. Whether you need maintenance, a repair, or want to update your system, remember, Ongro & Sons, we're always here for you.
To schedule a $59 water heater flush, service, and safety inspection, visit OngroAndSons.com or call 579-3511. Ongro & Sons Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, a modern company since 1932.
The 2019 Wine Country Quilt Show and Sale is June 1st and 2nd at Veterans Memorial Auditorium in Santa Rosa. This year's show features more than 300 handmade quilts demonstrations and a vendor's market selling fabric, patterns, and sewing machines. The boutique offers handmade quilts, crafts, and gifts, and fabulous door prizes, including sewing machines. Adult admission is $12, $5 for kids, 6 to 12, and parking is free. Produced by the Moonlight Quilters of Sonoma County, visit MQSC.org for complete event details.
With Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast, here's Daniel Trucios on the KSRO Weather Watch.
Mix of clouds and sunshine for the weekend. Today, blue skies at 78, 62 on the coast. Few clouds for tonight, low 53, 51 on the shores. Partly cloudy for Sunday at 72, 60 in Bodega Bay. Almost to 80 degrees for Monday with partly cloudy skies, high 63 on the coast. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 94.5. KSRO.
Joining Chef John Ash and me, Steve Garner, in the KSRO kitchen today is Ginger Hopkins from the Press Democrat. She's one of the driving forces behind the 7th annual Press Democrat North Coast Wine and Food Festival, which is happening Saturday, June 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Somo Village, which is in Rohnert Park. You can get ticket information, North Coast Wine and Food. That's all one word, .com. And we also welcoming Katie Madigan, who crafted the award-winning Best of Show wine, the St. Francis Old Vines Zinfandel Tres Viejos. And if you're out there in the Kenwood area, Glen Ellen, Eastern Sonoma County, you can drop by the tasting room. Is this being poured at the tasting room, Katie?
It is. It is part of our current releases right now in the tasting room.
So you were telling us off-air while we were waiting to come back on, that the tasting room is really devoted to these special wines, because St. Francis is pretty well known around the country for their, you know, not expensive, you know, really wonderfully drinkable wines. But you do something different at the tasting room.
We do. You know, we have a strong national presence. You'll see us in a lot of local places all over the country, really. But what we do at the tasting room is provide wines that are almost exclusively winery only and or wine club only. So a lot of people see us as six different wines. But in reality, every year we bottle about 37 different wines.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Whoa.
And how many Zinfandels do you bottle?
Eight. Mm-hmm. Eight total different Zinfandels and a Petite Syrah, which you can include it in that camp or not.
This Tres Viejos is three separate Zinfandel vineyards? Is that why?
Yeah, well, the idea behind Tres Viejos is pulling from three different appellations here in Sonoma County. Oh. Sonoma County is so incredibly diverse, and Zinfandel in particular, which obviously has a very strong presence here, really showcases different attributes depending on where in Sonoma County it's grown. And, you know, we've been making this wine for well over 10 years, so, you know, Tres Viejos could someday be like Cinco Viejos or Seis Viejos, I don't know, because there's so many more appellations that have popped up that really show different attributes for Zen.
So this is one that you do every year?
We do, yes. It started as a small production, started as about 400 cases just for the wine club, something different. And it's we're now making 1,000 cases total.
So it's not a lot.
It's not.
You can only get it if you go to the tasting room.
Right now, yeah. Yes. Sometimes it's available on through the website if it is not sold out already.
So one of the interesting things was this is the first time in the 7 years of this competition that a Zinfandel has won.
I know.
Isn't that great? One of the comments that one of the judges made, which I really love, is, well, it's about time.
It is. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I always say that Zinfandel is California's grape. But really, more than that, it's almost Sonoma County's grape. And you see a lot of focus on some popular varieties, and rightly so. There are some really great Bordeaux and Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays here. But I think a lot of Sonoma County always has that favorite Zinfandel that they love to drink. So
can Zinfandel age?
It can. I think that's probably the biggest misconception about Zinfandel is, you know, they say... Mm-hmm. 5 to 8 years, but some of the Zinfandels that are being made these days have such tremendous acid balance and structure that you're gonna be able to hold them for 10 years or more.
What's the alcohol of this one?
This one is 15.5.
Okay,
that's up there. That's
yeah. Right there. We should also mention the Best of Show Best White Wine, and that was the Geyser Peak Winery, the 2018 Sauvignon Blanc. The best rosé wine was the J. Rickards Winery, the 2018 Avaray Rosé of Grenache. And the best sparkling was the Gloria Ferrer Caves and Vineyards, the non-vintage Blanc de Noir, 90 points. And you've received 99 points for this Zinfandel, Katie.
Oh my gosh, it's hard to even imagine.
So who was the one who held out for that final point?
What else did I have to do?
Yeah.
You're asking maybe next year 100 points.
I know, now I have a new goal, I guess, right? Just keep going up.
So you started at St. Francis a number of years ago.
I did. I started in 2002, so I'm about to celebrate my 18th harvest with them.
Are you kidding? You look like you're about 21.
Wine has antioxidants, you know? It keeps you young. It's the true fountain of youth.
When did you become winemaker?
I became winemaker in 2011.
All right, so you worked for years with Chris Silva.
I worked for a very long time with
Chris. This was his favorite varietal, wasn't it?
Zinfandel was Christopher's pedestal wine, if you will. He was always, he said it went with every season, it went with every scenario, and he pretty much always had it in his glass if he was at an event.
Yeah, this is great. We were out at St. Francis a few years ago for a big chocolate festival. John and I broadcast the show because February, did you know that? We were out there in February of 2015, something, I think, like that. It was National Chocolate Month.
And so chocolate said, in February, who knew?
So he said, come on out and do the show from St. Francis. So we were in the tasting room for a few hours, eating chocolate and pairing wine with chocolate. It was a lot. Yeah,
rough
it was
life.
Hard.
Should,
don't get the wrong idea. It was hard work.
Yeah. I'm sure.
Just don't show up and eat chocolate and drink wine. We had to do a lot of preparation for that. So we should probably taste some of this wine.
Yes, I did bring a bottle to taste for everybody.
Well, why don't we take a quick break and we'll be back. We'll chat more about some of the great food and wines you'll be enjoying next Saturday. If I hope you'll be able to join us at the North Coast Wine and Food Festival. It's the Press Democrat's 7th annual. Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Petaluma hears FM News Talk KSRO on Crystal Clear FM at 94.5.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Tom. My staff and I are dedicated to improving our patients' self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology and education in a warm, safe, and secure environment.
Dr. Tom knows that men want to look good and feel better about themselves, too. He strives to offer services with men in mind as well. One of those treatments is Kybella. It's the first and only FDA-approved injectable treatment to improve the appearance of moderate to severe fat beneath the chin by physically destroying the fat cells. It's kind of like injectable liposuction. It can give men back their strong, defined jawline and tighten the skin with minimal downtime. Done without anesthesia, just ice, you can carry on with your daily activities afterwards. To schedule a complimentary consultation, call 707-542-BAIN.
Look younger by Monday.
Visit Dr. Tom's Aesthetic Laser and Vein Center on Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa or online at laserandvein.com.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO here, speaking up for my all-time favorite home of flowers and plants, indoor and outdoor, King's Nursery in Santa Rosa, one of the truly great gifts to our community. I just read where 95% of King's plants are grown locally. Do you think after 123 years they've learned a few things about flowers, plants, and veggies that grow right here in Sonoma County? You bet they have. And they've been rewarded by being voted the best nursery in the county for years in a row now. Also want to put in a few good words about King's staff. I've personally shopped there perhaps 20 times in the past few years, and I've learned more and been served so well by their amazing crew of plant people who know what they're talking about and are happy to teach you as they've taught me. All you need to do is ask. King's Nursery, corner of 13th and Stewart, Santa Rosa, just off College in the heart of the city. Family owned since 1896. Learn more at kingsflowernursery.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, welcome. I'm Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash as we raise the glass and toast the 99 Point St. Francis Winery 2016 Old Vine Zinfandel, Tres Viejos, 99 points, the best red wine and the best wine produced, red wine from Sonoma County, created, crafted by winemaker Katie Madigan from St. Francis. So congratulations.
Thank you very, very
now,
much.
Now, while we're sipping, why don't you describe some of those wonderful Zinfandel descriptors.
Right. So this wine in particular, I think, is really attractive to people because it's so aromatic. And that's one of my goals with Zinfandel always, is to really capture you by the aroma. For this wine, it's got lots of just dark fruit. So you've got blackberry, black cherry, and then even some kind of spicy elements, clove and maybe some dried flowers like lavender. Mm-hmm. And then on the palate, it's just very smooth. A lot of people, again, going back to kind of misconceptions of Zin, a lot of people think Zinfandels are soft and sweet. But hopefully with this wine, people taste something that has a little bit more of a backbone. There's definitely kind of that chocolate, baker's chocolate texture to it. And the tannins are just very silky right now.
And when you say old vines, how old are the average vineyards?
I mean, vineyards here in Sonoma County span from just planted to, I think the oldest vine, Zinfandel vine in California right now, is approaching 130 years old.
But to use that old vines designation, there's no legal
term. Legally, you don't have to subscribe. You're not limited by any age of vine age. But for us at St. Francis, we kind of say anything over 50 years old is considered an old vine.
Well, you have, most winemakers I know have an encyclopedic memory. How was the harvest in 2016 when you were
I do remember it because it was quite lovely, actually. We've had some difficult harvests under our belt. 16 was beautiful and warm. It was the third year of a drought year, so we got started quite early, which is always nice because then you hope to finish early. But we had nice warm weather all through August and September, and the majority of my fruit for Zinfandel was picked probably by the end of September. So,
well, that's quick.
Zinfandel is kind of a hard one, though, isn't it? Because it doesn't ripen evenly. You get a lot of green berries and ripe berries, and so you have to go through and pick all that stuff out.
Yeah, the cluster itself is larger than a lot of other varieties of grapes that we know. So on that large cluster, they have large berries, and the berry size kind of changes as it goes down the cluster. So the berries on the top can be full of acid and a lot more pulp, and the berries on the bottom are much more concentrated, much more flavorful. So you have to kind of watch when you pick Zinfandel.
And this spends some time in, is it new oak or old oak?
I like to do a combination. I feel pretty strongly to use only French oak for Zinfandel because I think it complements the aromatics. For this wine in particular, I use about 40% new French oak.
And what are the best pairings food-wise for Zinfandel, John? I always think of grilled, roasted meats and things like that.
Well, I think because it's got such character that you need food that is similarly has lots of character to it. And it's delicious, of course, with grilled red meats and all of that. But it takes very well to things that have, I think Katie's description of it is great, to things that have lots of spice in it. You know, whether that spice is Mediterranean spice, even Asian spice to it. It's really delicious.
Yes, I think Asian dishes and Zinfandel is a great pairing a lot of the time.
And you have quite a well-known and well-respected and highly rated food program at St. Francis, which probably pairs well with some of these Zinfandels.
We do. We have an amazing culinary program and a great chef, Trevor Lyson, and we change our menu seasonally to kind of offer different dishes and pair them with a variety of our wines to keep people on their toes and show them the
and
flavors.
It is a restaurant, but it's, or not?
It's not technically a restaurant because it's a set menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you won't be hungry afterwards. I have a lot of people that say, oh, where should we go after we do the food and wine pairing? And I said, don't bother. You won't be hungry.
So didn't it win best restaurant?
Yes, twice. It's won best restaurant through Open Table. And that's just based on people's reviews who have visited and thankfully had just really wonderful experiences.
Ginger, there's two levels at the North Coast Wine and Food. There's a VIP ticket available.
Yes, and we don't have many of those left. I think I was just telling John we have less than 10. So that ticket gets you in a half hour early. It gives you preferred parking. And then this great lounge area that's actually being catered by Zazu, Black Piglet, Dusky's food truck. So you can only have access to that if you are part of that area. And some Bocce special chocolate, thanks to John for hooking us up with that great organization. And a really nice private lounge area where people can relax. So very excited about that.
So go online if you want one of those 10 VIP tickets.
Exactly.
182 wines? Is that correct? Gold wines to taste?
182 gold medal wines to taste. And 30 great tasting stations.
So nobody can do it. You don't get a prize if you taste
no,
all 182.
No, it's not a competition. Exactly. Although it does sound like a challenge.
We'll take a final break. We'll come back. We'll have about 8-10 minutes left for a little bit more chat. And then we'll give away some tickets for the North Coast Wine and Food Festival. If you're interested in attending, I would go to the website, all one word, northcoastwineandfood.com. It's happening at the Somo Village in Rohnert Park next Saturday. That's June 8th from 1 to 4 p.m. Okay?
Traffic on the fives. Weather six times an hour. Sonoma County's morning news with Pat Kerrigan on FM News Talk, KSRO.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Party on the Plaza music series at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market. We're kicking off the season with an extended festival. Open from 5 until 10, you'll enjoy a certified farmers market, food and craft booths, beer and wine, and live music all night long. Community kids kick off everything, and then it's swing and jazz with the Jamie Jameson Band. And get back to the 80s right after that with Aquanet. It's all in City Center Plaza, just off the intersection of State Farm Drive and Rohnert Park Expressway. Organized by SMG Events in partnership with the City of Rohnert Park and sponsored by Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park and Santa Rosa. Offering doggy daycare, dog, cat, and small animal boarding, grooming, and obedience training too. Open till 7 p.m. every night of the year. No one loves your pets like you do, but nobody cares for your pets like they do at Paradise Pet Resort. Celebrate the 10th year of Party on the Plaza at the Rohnert Park Farmers Market, June 7th, 5 to 10 p.m. Info on the Party on the Plaza Facebook page.
It's Paradise Pet Resort.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-636-9292. That's 1-800-636-9292. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-636-9292.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Win a Toyota Tacoma, cash, and more this month at Grayton. Play to enter the Tacomas in Cash giveaway on June 28th. Plus, Multiplier Wednesdays, get up to 7 times the points. Thursdays, turn points into slot play and win up to 10,000 cash in the wild winning slot tournaments. Sign up for Grayton Rewards and get up to $500 in free play. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Reward Center.
You can find the best deals in Sonoma County only on MySonomaDeals.com. Enjoy dining, family fun, health, and beauty, and more for just half the price. The deals are always changing in a limited quantity, so make sure to check often so you don't miss out on these amazing deals. Savings and fun, all wrapped into one. Only at MySonomaDeals.com. That's MySonomaDeals.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Steve Garner along with Chef John Ash in the KS Arto Kitchen, joined by winemaker Katie Kincaid from the Katie Madigan. Who's Katie Kincaid?
I don't know, but it's
Katie Madigan from St. Francis. It sounds good.
Yeah.
And Ginger Hopkins from the Press Democrat. We're talking about the North Coast Wine and Food Festival, which is taking place on June 8th. Did I miss the boat on the jackfruit craze? I'm noticing that
it's on there.
Chef Ted Williamson, Perch and Plow's doing pulled jackfruit barbecue sliders with slaw and pickled onions. Is jackfruit hot now?
Jackfruit, it is definitely hot. It's the new meat, non-meat meat, you know, kind of vegetable-based meat. And it's quite extraordinary. You wouldn't necessarily
I
know.
Jack. When I was going to Jamaica in the late 70s for the Reggae Sunsplash, I used to eat jackfruit, but I never thought of it in this. It is a slider.
Well, they fix it differently. You know, so they shred it and put it together so it kind of approximates meat, you know, but as a, it's delicious. So you'll have to seek that out. And there's some other, what are some of the other killer things that are being served, Ginger?
Well, chili braised pork. Let's see, we've also got that old-fashioned donut we talked about.
Yeah.
And of course, paella, mushroom salsa. Raw oysters, of course, from Hog Island. And we have a beef and fermented black bean pot sticker. Yeah. Oh, and then we also have Korean short ribs. So we're excited. We have two short rib dishes.
Well, my favorite is the retro dish from Darren McDonald at the Pullman Kitchen. Bacon wrapped dates.
I know. Isn't that great?
I used to serve those at my cocktail parties.
Well, and I think it's one of those things people have forgotten about. You know,
it's great.
It's the salty sweet.
I don't think you can miss the, if you're one of those 10 people that gets the final VIP tickets, Dusty's doing Fried Liberty Duck Bologna with pickled cherry and Korean chicken wings and corn cobettes with smoked paprika butter, cilantro, and redwood hill feta. Duck bologna. Did I miss the curve on that one too? Is that happening?
I maybe just Dusky knows how to do that.
It sounds.
And we have braised rabbit too. Rabbit's really big now too, right, John? When people are trying to get away from beef.
Yes, it is, because it's sustainable. It's farmed. It's not the ones that are jumping around the vineyards, but it's farmed, and they're very beneficial for the, and they're really delicious. You know, if you're Italian or Spanish, you go there and there's rabbit dishes on every menu.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a vegan banh mi. That's going to be exciting.
Who's doing that? Yeah. Who's doing the vegan banh mi?
It's the Grove Cafe, which is the cafe that's in the Redwood Credit Union building. It's a phenomenal. It's like the best kept secret if you're on that side of town.
Is that out at the Airport Boulevard out there?
It's on off of Cleveland Boulevard in their corporate offices. And anybody can go. It's really great.
Say it again. I've never heard of this.
The Grove Cafe.
Oh. And it's the Redwood Empire Credit Union inside the building there?
Inside the building. Oh. Yeah, I know.
Who knew?
Who knew?
So I have a task for both of you. I need to get your favorite numbers. We're going to give away two pair of tickets. First, you, Katie, what's your favorite number between 1 and 15?
I'm going to go with 4.
Caller number 4. And Ginger, your favorite number?
I'm going to go with 7.
Callers number 4 and number 7 will each win a pair of tickets to the, believe me, it will be a sellout, next Saturday's North Coast Wine and Food Festival at the Somal Village in Rohnert Park from 1 to 4 p.m. Saturday, June 8th. Callers number 4 and 7 at 636-1350. Why don't we do that? 636-1350. Callers number 4 and 7. And you'll be contacted via email. Is that correct, Ginger?
Yeah, we'll send you tickets right away.
Okay, so start dialing, and our producer is going to be here for the next... He'll be here forever.
Well, that's what he starts saying. No, they're gone. They're gone.
Callers number 4 and number 7. So congratulations. This is great.
Thank you.
This wine is absolutely spectacular.
It's been an incredible treat, and we greatly look forward to seeing everybody next Saturday.
So is there something new that you're noodling about wine-wise?
Oh, gosh. We've got... small projects everywhere. Yeah. So, you know, I think that's something that I would say is, if you haven't been to St. Francis in a while, it's worth the trip. We've got some really small, special varieties that are popping up that you might be interested in. We've got a Sangiovese coming out next year. And we've also got some a bottled Malbec, which you don't see very often. So if you like different varieties, you want to open your mind a little bit, I would say come on down to Kenwood.
Wow.
And it's a beautiful place.
I feel a little biased, but yeah, no, I do think it's beautiful.
Oh, and the food and wine pairing is beyond. I highly recommend it. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
So, Ginger, would you mention one more time, for if people want to get tickets, how to do that?
NorthCoastWineAndFood.com.
And those 10 VIP tickets might already be gone,
since you've just
mentioned it. But if you do want a VIP ticket, you need to go to the website as soon as the show is over. How does that sound?
Perfect.
Well, the weather's going to be great, because you're going to be there, Chef John Ashton.
I know.
We'll never rain on Saturday in June in Sonoma.
You know, one year it was a little windy.
It was very
windy.
Yeah. It's when all the umbrellas were flying and things.
Dear.
But that's really
the
rare.
The tables might have turned
over. Yeah.
So
yeah.
This will be very exciting for all the attendees next Saturday. Thanks to both of you for coming in this morning. And thank you, Chef John Ash.
Yeah, you're welcome.
We will see you next Saturday then.
Yes, you will. And Steve will be there. Steve,
we'll
if you've
see
never
Steve
seen
too.
You've never seen Steve Garner in person, this is your chance.
With that, we'll say take care. Thanks for listening, and we hope that you'll be listening next Saturday again. Stick around following the news at the table with Clark Wolf. This is KSRO Santa Rosa.
On Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 and 94.5. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
In a municipal building, three are at Centara Virginia Beach General Hospital, where docs say two have significant injuries but are expected to survive. One has what they're calling a devastating injury. All are in stable condition. of the 12 people killed.
The people who died, they suffered multiple injuries to multiple parts.
That's Dr. Martin O'Grady, head of trauma for Centara Virginia Beach General Hospital. Dr. Janelle Thomas,